Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. In a fierce competition of cloud computing dominance, AWS and Google Cloud are challenging Microsoft Azure by leveraging new advancements in generative AI. AWS recently posted $24.2 billion in sales, with Google Cloud at $9.2 billion, trailing Microsoft Azure's Intelligent Cloud division, which garnered $25.9 billion. The cloud sector's competitiveness is intensifying with the introduction of Anthropic's new Claude 3 model family, which includes specialized versions like Claude 3 Haiku, Claude 3 Sonnet, and the high-performing Claude 3 Opus, outshining GPT-4 in benchmarks. These models, notably available on Amazon Bedrock and Google Cloud's Vertex AI, promise to enhance capabilities such as image processing and contextually rich enterprise applications across multiple languages. Amazon's $4 billion investment and Google's $2 billion backing reflect their commitment to rival Microsoft, reshaping the landscape with potent AI offerings. Microsoft, however, remains steadfast in the AI race by incorporating startups such as Mistral AI and hosting a suite of models as a service on Azure. As the cloud giants compete, the industry eagerly anticipates OpenAI's potential release of GPT-5, which could further escalate the cloud and AI innovation battle.
A recent study has highlighted the severe impact of repeated head knocks experienced in contact sports like boxing and American football, which can lead to the development of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. This neurodegenerative condition stems from a buildup of tau protein in the brain, leading to personality changes, cognitive problems, and depression. In a significant study of 111 former NFL players' brains, a staggering 99% showed signs of CTE, underlining the risks associated with years of participating in such high-impact sports. As a proactive measure, the NFL has introduced an AI tool that analyzes TV footage and data from sensors in gear to identify and reduce on-field injuries. This tool, equipped with machine learning, not only helps to track helmet impacts, but also influences the implementation of rules designed to make the game safer. NFL executive Jeff Miller emphasizes the importance of this technology in reducing helmet contact and subsequently the risk of injury. Despite these advancements, neurologist Jesse Mez warns that the nature of football involves inevitable risks that may never be entirely eliminated. In a significant move towards regulating artificial intelligence, the European Union is nearing the passage of comprehensive AI legislation. The European Parliament is set to vote on this landmark AI Act on March 13. With expectations of easy passage and most provisions anticipated to be in effect by 2026. The proposed law categorizes AI applications by risk and stipulates hefty fines for violations, up to 7% of global revenue or €35 million. This act would not only impact companies operating within the EU's 27-nation market, but also those from outside, like the United States, that offer AI systems used in the EU. Legal experts are warning companies to start preparing now for compliance, as the requirements are extensive and will apply to a wide range of AI applications. The legislation aims to align AI use with European values and includes prohibitions on certain systems while setting obligations for those involving high risks. The efforts signify a bold step similar to the EU's GDPR and demonstrate Europe's proactive stance on digital regulation.
The US Army is delving into the realm of artificial intelligence to enhance its strategic military planning capabilities, favoring the use of AI in war games like the sci-fi video game StarCraft II. Recent tests have shown positive outcomes, prompting cautious optimism about AI's potential in actual combat scenarios. The innovation involves adapting commercial AI chatbots, such as those developed by OpenAI, to function as digital advisors in battle simulations, offering rapid tactical suggestions based on dynamic combat data. However, despite their swiftness in making decisions, these AI systems, particularly the GPT models, have faced difficulties, including incurring more simulated casualties than human planners. With OpenAI's policy change in early 2024 allowing certain military applications of its technology, the conversation around ethical and legal implications of AI in warfare intensifies. In the backdrop of the US military's recent acknowledgement of AI-assisted target identification for Middle East airstrikes, experts express reservations about the tech's maturity for such critical roles. A study from leading academic institutions warns of AI's propensity to escalate conflicts, highlighting the urgent need for careful consideration of AI's role in foreign policy and military strategy. The North Pacific humpback whale population has experienced a startling decline, dropping by roughly 7,000 or 20%, between 2012 and 2021, and research spearheaded by Ted Cheeseman suggests a marine heat wave is to blame for the loss of prey and resultant whale starvation. In the wake of this grim discovery, the work at HappyWhale.com, co-founded by Cheeseman, has become increasingly vital, utilizing AI image recognition technology to track individual whales through tail photos submitted by both scientists and members of the public. With an impressive tally of over 1 million images cataloging more than 30,000 whales to date, HappyWhale has turned into a powerful resource for research on marine life affected by climate change. Despite the concerning trend in population numbers, Cheeseman remains optimistic about the humpback whale's resilience, comparing their current numbers favorably to the era of commercial whaling when they were nearly driven to extinction. However, he warns that the increasing rate of ocean warming could radically alter the marine ecosystem, impacting wildlife significantly. By identifying changes in whale health swiftly with the help of submitted photographs, which the AI can match with up to 99% accuracy, researchers aspire to address these challenges more effectively. Looking ahead, the potential expansion of this tool to monitor other marine mammals could signify major advancements in conservation efforts.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.